Arsonists attacked the former Fahan Valley High School site for another time. Unfortunately, 50 fire crew, several water pumping appliances, a command unit was required to deal with the situation. I raise the issue, obviously it's serious in terms of somebody could have lost their life, but there's a wider issue, Mr. Speaker, in terms of dealing with derelict properties within our communities, particularly those, and I use the example, as I say, of the old Fahan Valley site, where last night residents, unfortunately, were told to keep their windows shut and stay in their properties whilst fire crews dealt with the situation. Had there been an incident anywhere else in the city, the fire crews, which are already stretched, would have struggled to deal with it. But in terms of derelict properties, it's something which blight all of our communities. There's a serious frustration, particularly within residents who live near to these properties, about the speed in which these issues can be dealt with. You know, the Fahan Valley site has been sitting vacant now for well over a decade, yet we're seeing no progress. And what I am going to be doing over the next number of weeks is encouraging all of those public bodies to show leadership in dealing with derelict properties, but also encouraging investors and private investors to come forward with ideas to improve our communities as well.